This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rays Radio Network proudly presents This Week in Rays Baseball. Here's your host, Neil Solons.
Thanks for joining us. With the news on Thursday that Major League Baseball had ended the Rays' pursuit of the Sister City plans, I thought it was really important to release a new podcast today and answer as many questions as we can for you. In a bit, you'll hear from team presidents Brian Ault and Matt Silverman about the decision and what may be next. Before we get into that discussion, I thought we'd go through some of the key comments from Rays principal owner Stuart Sternberg. And we start with a segment from his opening remarks.
I have no doubt that what we try to accomplish with our Sister City plan will become an accepted in professional sports. Major League Baseball simply isn't prepared to cross that threshold right now. We remain sincerely grateful to all those who helped us put together and advocate for this bold plan to keep the Rays in Tampa Bay and to return baseball to Montreal. The open-mindedness and strong support we receive from civic, business, and political leaders across Tampa Bay and up in Quebec is greatly appreciated. To all of you, please know how thoroughly disappointed I am that we won't be able to see this through. We're indebted to you. You embody the vision and spirit that would have unified and uplifted two incredible forward-thinking North American regions. You dared to dream big alongside us, adding your hearts and minds and precious time to our efforts. You embrace the potential over the status quo. You embody what it means to be a Tampa Bay Ray.
One of the big questions was why MLB might have supported the idea initially, but ultimately decided against Sister City.
Sometimes people don't like to be first. There was a fellow on this call who, you know, when we went cashless a few years ago, you know, said to me, "I get it, I understand it, but why do you have to be first?" And he was correct. He's absolutely right. It's just people have different approaches to things. And, you know, we don't mind being first on things and taking some slings and arrows. We've done it on the field. We've been criticized for shifts and criticized for openers and criticized, you know, for the way we run our organization, criticized at a lot of turns. And then lo and behold, in a matter of months or years, you know, they get copycatted. Having said that, we have some pretty rotten ideas and we sort of throw them in the wastebasket. But most importantly, we learn from them.
So the question is, how do the Rays proceed? Sternberg says the focus will be on Tampa Bay and continuing to improve fan support.
I know we're not going to go from 9,000 to 20,000 fans. You know, it's not happening. I understand that. But it is informing and to see. Look, right now we have consistently been finishing 29th in attendance, you know, maybe soon to be 30th or 28th or whatnot. And that's coming off three postseason appearances, 100 wins, World Series appearance, you know, plus a decade or more, you know, of excellence. And, you know, that informs the idea that we should have more people in the stands. I understand we're not going to be 12th in attendance in baseball or 10th. It's just not to be, unfortunately. But it would be ideal if off of a 100-win season, you know, we can fall somewhere in number 20 in attendance in Major League Baseball. I don't, you know, think it's too much to ask. And it's not that we expect it to happen, but these are the indications we'd like to see. You know, if we can move our attendance rankings up within the game, which is most important, recognize having a million people come in here. I am incredibly thankful for every fan that comes in here and supports us and comes in and follow the games. I speak with them as often as I can. It's just a joy to behold. It's just the place feels a lot different as well when there are 17,000 people in here as opposed to when there are 6,500. The players feel it, we feel it, the staff feels it, the other fans feel it.
Sternberg also squashed thoughts of focusing on selling the club or relocating, saying his attention remains on keeping baseball right here in Tampa Bay.
I don't think it moves it at all in that direction for me, to answer it, but to back that up a little bit, I've owned the team since 2005, my partners and I, and we've got a great group of partners. They have full trust in what we do here on a daily basis. Everybody loves being a part of this. I have never had an intention of selling the team. I don't foresee having an intention of selling the team. You never know what the future brings, but that hasn't been my attention, and that's the walk I've walked all this time. And as far as relocation, it's probably not served me incredibly well, but I have never threatened to move the team out of the region. You know, that seems to be 101 in the playbook of getting stadia and arenas built, and I don't criticize it. It just hasn't been my way to this point, and people have advised me to do that, and maybe I'm worse off, not having that advice. But I think introducing that, to an area is just not necessarily practical, and it's not necessarily fair to your fan base. I never say never, but, it's not anything I'm thinking about.
For the Rays to keep baseball here and healthy in Tampa Bay, Sternberg knows a lot of work needs to be done, and he thinks he's learned a great deal during this latest step in this lengthy process.
What I've learned is that for this process this time is that people are, I believe, genuinely more concerned about losing the team going forward than they might have been in the past. And I also have learned that people believe that the area, not incorrectly, is doing much, much better financially in a lot of respects than they might have felt 3-4 years ago. And that is true, and that's very true around the country, but it's especially true here in Tampa Bay.
Well, after hearing those comments from Rays principal owner Stuart Sternberg, with me, our team presidents, Matt Silverman and Brian Ault, to further the discussion. First of all, what were your initial reactions, and how surprised were you about MLB's decision?
We were very surprised. For 2.5 years, we've been pursuing Sister City full bore, and it had been our entire focus, and all along the way had updated Major League Baseball and presumed that we had their support. And so getting this news was a big shock, obviously a disappointment, and something that we're still trying to digest, but we certainly wanted to make sure that our fans, the public, knew of it, and that we could all deal with what's next together.
And we'll get to that. Brian, what was your kind of initial thought?
What Matt said is obviously true. We wouldn't have done all this if we hadn't expected to take it to the finish line, and we were making so much progress. We felt so good about it. And once I got past what it meant for kind of me and our organization, I immediately thought about the Chambers of Commerce that had supported us, all the members of our Friendship Council, so many folks in the community who took a really principled and courageous stand against an idea that we know wasn't always the most popular. Because we always believed that it would be great for Tampa Bay, great for Montreal, great for the Rays and for our players. And so there's a lot of disappointment at today, knowing that vision's not going to be able to be realized.
And we'll get to that, too. As someone who's kind of followed this closely, what threw me was, I think it was about a year ago, there was an MLB headline or a headline that said, MLB thinks that the Montreal sharing plan is 100% the best way to keep the Rays in Tampa Bay. So I guess what I ask is, what changed in the last year?
We don't really know. And I think we'll get some more details once we're in person with some of the other owners and team executives when we get to Orlando next month for owners meetings. I think there was a lot of openness. There was excitement about this idea. As time went by and as things got more serious, I think everyone had to make a decision on whether they were comfortable with this new model, deviating from the way things have always been done. And at the end of the day, baseball wasn't comfortable going away from the traditional model. We thought they were there. We thought they were along with us, but they weren't. And so now we have to pivot.
Fair way to assess it, Brian?
Yeah. We weren't given any what I would call satisfactory answers, but you aren't always in life. We appreciate it. We always have known we needed Major League Baseball's approval. There are partners in this industry. We've been given every indication that they were on board and excited about this, and something changed. And I'm not sure we'll ever know exactly what it was, and I'm not sure how much it really matters at this point.
So then I guess the real question is, what's next?
Yeah, and that's what we need to figure out. This news is fresh, and all we have are our principles and what we have been trying to do for 17 years now together, win baseball games and try to keep the team here. And that was the driving force behind the Sister City plan. It was a way to keep the team here, for it to thrive, and for us to be able to continue to put a great product on the field year after year. That's what we want to do. If we can't do it with the Sister City plan, we're going to turn our attention back to seeing if we can dust off some old plans, create some new plans. What I do know is our organization is very creative, And when our backs are against the wall, that's sometimes when the best work comes out. And so we'll get back to work after a little bit of downtime. We'll get back to work and see what we can put together.
How long do you guys wait on this, Brian, before figuring out, okay, what is next?
Hard to say. You know, we're trying, and we've even talked to each other about how we can't react emotionally right now. We're not in a good spot to make any long-term decisions, and I think that much is clear. So we'll give ourselves some time. We'll start thinking about things. If the messages on my phone are any indication, there's a lot of folks on both sides of the bay already champing at the bit to try to figure out what's next. And we encourage everyone to do that. You know, however you felt about this idea, all of us have wanted to keep this team here for the long haul. And we've spent, you know, the better parts of our careers focused on just that. We thought we had a really great answer to it. That's been taken off the table. And so now it's time to, like Matt said, access that creativity, that innovative spirit, and get back to work. And I can't say we're eager and excited to do that quite yet, but I know that we will be.
So based on, let's say, the options, is Tampa Bay option one right now and figuring out where in Tampa Bay is best? Are there other thoughts?
Now, Tampa Bay has always been option one, and there really haven't been other thoughts. You know, Stu has said consistently for 17 years now he wants to own the team. He thinks it should be in Tampa Bay. He wants it to be in Tampa Bay. And he's never tried to pit one side of the bay against the other. He never has brought in another city as a threat for relocation. It's always been about making our home here for as long as we can, and, you know, generations to come is the phrase that we always use. So that's going to be the focus, and it's going to take participation, energy, excitement from our entire community to pull this off. But one thing that is, you know, in the few hours since this news came out, that's so heartening to me, are the messages of support. And there are a lot of people who say, you know, I either like the sister city plan or I didn't, but the one thing I know is we need the Rays to be here in Tampa Bay. And I think that excitement, that energy, that feeling is the one that's going to propel us to figure something out.
The aspect that, at least on paper, would seem to be hard, though, would be the fact that, you know, you guys are seeking a sister city, and now you've got to go back to the full season option when the sister city was the best. How challenging do you think that will be going forward to reapproach full season baseball here in Tampa Bay?
Incredibly challenging. You know, we were speaking truthfully when we said this may be the only way to guarantee the future of the Rays in Tampa Bay. But we're up for the challenge, and, you know, Matt alluded to it a bit. We have birthed, our wives have birthed 3 children each here. We've got 6 between the two of us. Stu's home is here. You know, my wife is the head of the PTA. Matt's been chairing a nonprofit organization for years. We're invested here. We love it here. And we've worked our tails off here to build the Rays into what they are and to build the fan base into what it is. And so you can be sure that we're going to give it everything we have to, you know, figure out a way to keep this team here and to continue to be invested in this community that we love and that is our home. That was the spirit behind Sister City. I know not everybody saw it that way, but I promise you that's what it was, and we're going to bring that same energy and motivation to this next challenge too. But we've tried in St. Petersburg. We've tried in Tampa. We haven't been able to make it work yet. It's a complicated ecosystem that concerns Major League Baseball and the Tampa Bay region and the way our corporations work and the way our bridges work and the way our transit system works. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. But, you know, if an organization can do it and a team can do it, we believe it's the Rays.
You feel the same way? That this is the maybe hardest part of the challenge right now?
Yeah, it's the hardest part, and it's sort of the final piece to the puzzle. I think about what this franchise was like in 2004 or 2005. You know, we were the laughingstock. We were the Devil Rays. This was a perennial loser. You fast forward 17 years, that's a proud organization with AL East championships and World Series appearances and a reputation for winning, for success, for creativity. The last chapter in this book, you know, before we know that this is a great success, is finding that stadium, building that stadium, and I know we're up for that challenge. I just think about where we've come from. We have so many new heights to achieve, and, you know, with our community and with that support, everyone rallying around this team, we'll figure it out.
You guys both mentioned solving this in Tampa Bay. So to clarify for fans, is relocation an option?
It's certainly not one that Matt, me, or Stu are thinking about right now. It's not one that we've ever wanted to consider. we run this organization for our fans, for our employees, for our season ticket holders, our sponsors, and they all are in Tampa Bay. And that's how we want it to remain. And we're going to do absolutely everything we can, as we have to this point, to do that and to make them all proud. We don't know how we're going to do that right now. I mean, I'm not going to pretend that this isn't a bit of a setback and that there aren't some concerns and some real concerns. And we need everyone who has made it so clear how important it is for the Rays to stay in this community to rally behind us and to rally behind this incredible team that we've got next season and come out here and give us the confidence that we need and let our politicians know that they need to have the political will to see our way through, because it is indeed a challenge.
Obviously, you mentioned this is kind of emotional right now because it's still raw, and you want to take some time away from this, but how quickly do you need to make a decision on what the plans are for the future here?
Yeah, there's no firm date, you know, on the calendar where, you know, we need a decision by or else. But the reality is we don't have a place to play in 2028, and so you start working backwards, and there's some time pressure. Maybe that's an asset in this, that we all feel that time pressure, and it gets us in the right rooms to make that decision. If we are having the same conversation 18, 24 months from now, things have not gone well. But we have plenty of time between now and then to figure something out.
So I guess a little bit of a break and then back into it at some point during the course of the season?
Yeah, I think you said that well.
You've wanted to get, I think, across a point too, because there are fans who are probably happy that the sister city possibility didn't work out. What's the message that you want to send to them right now? Is they may be pleased because they're still hopeful about full-time baseball here?
More than anything, we want the same thing. You know, we want the Rays to be successful. And you know, in retrospect, we know we put our fan base through a lot. We did it for reasons we believed in, and for reasons that we thought were going to propel the franchise forward, and because we envisioned being successful. And obviously now that's not the case. But I think if you really take a look at the 17 years that Stuart Sternberg's been the owner of this team and that we've been working our tails off for this organization, we've created a lot of those fans, and we've given them a product in the field that they can get behind and be excited about and be thrilled for. And to Matt's earlier reference, if this was still the Devil Rays of 2004 and 2005, I'm not even sure people would care. And so while I know there are fans that have had real struggles trying to swallow how anybody could promote this plan and could theoretically take away half their team, I just want to remind all of them that we're grateful for them and that we need them now as much as we ever have, and that we hope that we can continue to earn their trust as the stewards of this great organization and let them know we're going to keep putting a winning product on the field, keep trying to provide an outstanding fan experience, keep trying to do right by the community. And now we need to find a way to keep this team here full time. And so I do hope everybody can rally behind that because we need it. We need all the support we can get.
Matt, is there a particular message you want to get across to fans as well?
It's the same as Brian's. It's gratitude for their care, their concern, their interest. You know, the fact that there is such vigorous debate about Sister City, everyone cares about this team. The fan base is so much stronger than it used to be. We have household names that we can't mention right now because of a lockout. But you know, I could spend the next 2 minutes going through all these incredible players that we have. That, you know, that's what it's all about, and we're gonna find a way to figure this out. But it's really gratitude for our fans, the fan base, the support that we've had, and that we hope to continue to earn from our fans. That's gonna, you know, be the key to our success.
Well, Brian and Matt, thanks for the time, and we certainly hope and look forward to whatever those next steps turn out to be.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
We appreciate the time of Matt and Brian, and thank you for listening. We'll continue to have podcasts related to any news on the stadium or anything else on the Rays. In addition, we'll continue to have minor league podcasts with prospects each week. Thanks so much for listening, and we will chat with you soon.